Hello, everyone, and welcome to Flying Solo Podcast. Today, we have an incredible guest. She's the founder of Mashika Beauty, a brand that started with Flying Solo some time ago, and now she's up to incredible things. So she'll talk about them, and she also will talk about the journey of her brand and where she's currently at. Kate, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Elizabeth. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, tell us more about Mashika Beauty. Tell us how it came about, where did you start, and where you're at currently.
Yeah, so I am super excited when your team reached out because, as you know, Flying Solo is part of us since the beginning, since day one. When we first launched the brand, before even rebranding to where we are today, Flying Solo was one of the retailer that we decided to onboard with and carry our product in the store. So you guys have been with us since day one. At that time, I recently left medical school to pursue my career in beauty full time. So just a little background about me. Before I went to medical school, I started a makeup tutorial video because I have a gap year and I wanted to do something that I've been wanting to do, but you know, with medicine, you just don't have enough time. So that was the great opportunity. I got accepted. I just wait to go back into school. So I decided to create an Instagram, a social media, and start sharing my makeup tips and just my personal techniques I use in beauty, not really with the focus to become an influencer or anything, but just to genuinely share what I love with the beauty product I purchase myself and use every day. And fortunately, it has been a hit for everyone. They found it useful for the tips and all the recommendation. And soon enough, my videos start going viral and I was reached out by a bunch of major beauty brands, which mean a lot to me for someone who didn't come from a background that I can just afford any type of makeup. So every time I purchase a makeup, it's my personal saving. My parents were never be supportive of me buying makeup, you know, especially Asian parents. I feel like they don't want you to wear a lot of makeup due to culture perspective, but for me it was more like art. I look at it as creative outlet rather than, oh, for me to look pretty. So for me, it's like me expressing my creative side and use my face as my canvas. And so yeah, so I got a lot of sample products, which in turn lead me into doing a part-time makeup artist for weddings and for graduation, pre-weddings, things like that. So that was what I was doing in the gap year before medical school started. Once med school started, I kind of leave everything behind because I just didn't have time to study and film makeup. It's time consuming. It take a lot of passion, time, and energy to do both. So for me, unfortunately, I have to kind of go back to reality, you know. And okay, yeah, that was fun. Now I'm back into my reality. But at the whole year of medical school, I just could not stop thinking of what could have been. And it just sit in me for so long. Even when I'm studying, I will be like, oh my God, like, I could be in a fashion show right now. Or, you know, like collab with beauty brands. So at the end of my first year, with everything I had to go through in med school, it just made me feel like I did not belong there. And for me, I never thought of quitting because that's not who I am. I work really hard, especially when it comes to school. I'm always the overachiever type of student. So like my family, even myself, did not see this decision coming. But I believe I came back and sit with myself and ask myself if this is something I see myself doing, not even 10, but the next 5 years. And the answer was no. I wasn't happy. I was miserable and I was losing who I am in the process. So that was one of the turning point of my life and the decision I had to make, breaking my family hearts because they truly, truly want me to be in medicine. But I know that at the end of the day, they want what made me happy, and that was my choice. So I decided to make a really hard, difficult decision to leave med school and pursue full-time in beauty industry. And so after that, I became full-time beauty influencer, blogger. I work with brand partnerships, and it was so fun. It was such a journey and definitely fulfilling for me. Once that grew to a certain point, I was reached out by an investor or a beauty brand to do a collab. And it was during COVID, so things didn't go as planned, but at least it started me somewhere that, hey, I actually can make a beauty product. I actually can do or create something that I believe is missing in the industry, because as a beauty reviewer, you try every product out in the market. So you know what you like, what client like, what people are looking for, what is missing, what is the problem that you can help fix. So I found a problem to lash application, because so many people would come to me and ask, how do you wear lashes every day? That is so much work. How do you have time for it? How do you do it? What lash to wear that you can wear it every day without feeling like it's too much for you? So I feel like, because that is just something I wear every day, I feel so comfortable to launch the product that not only fixed my problem, but it's something I use daily base, and it's something that also other women are struggling with. So that's how we came about with Moshika Beauty, with the innovative, clean, and cruelty-free value in all our products. Because for me, it's about not minimizing the routine, but make it easy, make it effortless, but also clean and safe because of my background in medicine.
Amazing. So how was the process creating that clean products? Were you working with scientists? Were you trying everything on yourself? So how did you come up with the formula?
Yeah, so that is a really good question, because for me, when I first launched the brand, it was a collaboration. It wasn't me independently doing it. So I was very limited when it comes to developing the product or the production side of it. Once I took my brand independently, I was able to be more involved on what ingredient I want and what ingredient I don't want. But it does take longer because I'm such a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. So it took me 6 months to find the right manufacturer, 6 months to try the product. So the process alone was just 1 year, not including like packaging, designing, which we also do everything in-house. Like, I love art, so I hand draw. I still remember at my full-time job, I was like hand drawing at lunch and then screenshot it, and then it sent it to my graphic designer to turn it into a 3D printing. Mm-hmm. So every process was very personal to me. And I love that. I feel like it wasn't just a brand or just a product. It's building something that sustainable for like me, for the brand, for people around me. It's not just like a fast fashion, but it's or fast beauty. It's something that meaningful, meant to stay, and meant to be high quality and high graded.
Amazing. Did you always feel like you want to be entrepreneur? Like, was it always within you, or were you thinking that you will have a career in different in another company? Like, how did you feel about it?
I wish my answer was yes, because I feel like every entrepreneur, they said, yes, I knew I wanted to be one. But for me, no, I never knew I was going to have my own business. But looking back, it makes sense, because my dad, he's a business owner himself. So I feel like that's where I kind of pick up the way he think, the mindset. And my mom, she's very nerdy, 9 to 5, climbing the corporate ladder, and you know, just very very strict And my dad is the one that's like freedom, business, do whatever he wants. So I feel like I'm in between, but I love that I get to see both sides of lifestyle. So looking back, so my parents, both of them worked a lot. So I would be home with my nanny. So my nanny would say, what do you want to play? And I said, oh, I want to play a market, like a store, like let's do a store and you be my customer and I sell to you, you know, little cashier toy. So my mom would get me that and then we would sell grocery and then she would buy stuff for me and that was what I love. And I told my mom, or you know, when you go to the school and they ask the kids what do you want to be when you grow up, mine was I wanted to be a cashier. Because I love money that much. Because you know, like I love money, I love making money, and I love talking to people. Yeah. And like be customer service.
Mm-hmm.
I have a personality, so I enjoyed it, and I think that's where my entrepreneurial side came into play, is me loving a cashier.
Right. Well, it's so funny, actually, like how in our childhood, we don't really know who we want to be. We cannot articulate it, but there are certain things that we are just drawn to. And then turns out it's our passion and it becomes our career.
Yeah. Isn't that fascinating? Because I think back, because when I left medical school, a lot of people like, oh, you left medical school because you want to start your own business. I was like, no, actually, I left because I wanted to be a beauty influencer. I didn't even think that far. I just want to influence, share beauty routine. And but, you know, I'm a strong believer when it's come to you will be lead to the path that you meant to be, as long as you trust the process, surrender to it, and just go with the flow where life take you. And you know, it's sometimes we control ourselves too much. Like when I was in medicine, I control myself in saying that no, I cannot do anything else. This is the only thing I'm good at, or this is the only thing I wanted to do. I never gave myself opportunity to explore other side or other talent or other passion that I might love. And I'm so thankful for that gap year. Otherwise, I would not have been where I am today.
I understood. Well, take me back to that time when you did a collaboration with another brand and then choose to go on your own. So what was your thinking process? Okay, now you have a name for the brand and you like had an experience with the product already. So what were you thinking? What were your next steps? How were you approaching the whole growing of your brand?
Yes, I was not thinking at all. I've been wanting to do a brand like toward the end of my beauty influencer career. Like once I got to go to BeautyCon, collab with so many big brands, I'm like, okay, what's next, right? So I know that I love reviewing, sharing authentically of the products, what works, what didn't work. I love that aspect, but as I said, I have been in medicine all my life. I don't have any background in business besides what I've seen with my dad. So for me, I just wanted to build a brand. That's what I know. It's I want to build a brand and I want to market it. But the business side is what I wasn't ready, I would say. So when the collaboration came in, they show me a little bit of the administrative side, and I kind of have a vision, I would say. I have a vision, but again, I'm not an expert at it. The only thing that make me confident enough to take it on my own is my ability to learn something new. Because when I first moved here, I didn't speak English, and I have to start my life all over. I overcame it, I learned English, and you know, I'm speaking it now. And you know, when I got into medicine, to me, medicine is another language. To be honest, my family didn't even think I was going to get into medical school because I was struggling with school so much when I was learning English. And I overcame that. and my next path of life was getting into medical school. That was a whole another language for me to learn to, and I was able to accomplish it because I was strongly passionate to learn and open to learn about it. So that's applied to medical school, but when it comes to business, it's also another thing to learn. So for me, I believe that my ability to learn something new and pick it up, and my ability to be committed and consistent with it will help me succeed in the project. So that's when I decided to took everything on.
Amazing. So, and what were your very first steps into retail? So I know that we did a collaboration together, which was an excellent thing. But why did you decide that your next step have to be retail? You obviously were already selling online. So what were your thinking process?
Yeah, so at the time, I believe we were getting out of COVID. So, you know, a lot of retail and online selling changed so much during COVID because nobody can go outside and a lot of people were buying online. So by the time I launched my independent line where I'm independently holding and creating the brand, I was toward the end of COVID, and I believe that was the time that people missed going to store. You know, like, and with beauty, it's so hard. I feel like at the time we didn't have the application where we can just like put our face and then it shows what the color looked like on your skin. Everything needed to be tried on, and right when you buy new blush, when you buy new foundation or lipstick, you want to see how it looks on you. So I feel like at that time everyone missed going out in store, missed touching the product, trying it out before purchasing. I know other things could be bought online, but I feel like for women, we love to try. Mm-hmm. We want to go walk around, buy things we don't need, especially when it comes to makeup. So that's when I decided I want to go into retail, but our brand was so new, so we didn't have the reputation or, you know, the sale to back us up to get into a really big retailer at the time. And when Flying Solo reached out, because you guys found us as an indie clean beauty brand, it was such a great opportunity, and I'm so grateful that you allow small brands to have the opportunity to grow, because if it wasn't because of you, I feel like that's also play a huge part of how we get to where we are today. Otherwise we wouldn't have portfolio of being in store, being in retail, especially in New York, right? So you guys have such a great location, a great team that provide PR, helping with social media, creating content. Even when I didn't live in New York, I haven't been to the store, you guys were able to create content, send for me, or help me post content on social media. So I believe that play a huge role on getting into our first retail and also getting brand awareness.
Well, thank you for all those words. Yes, we are exactly that, and we are very happy to be a launchpad for young brands, and we always proud of achievement like yours when brands go into the big world after us and achieved so many things. But do you think it's like so funny that during COVID, everybody starts saying that we don't even need retail stores anymore, and that we will come out of this pandemic with just online stores. But it's actually being proven the opposite. Everybody wants to shop in person, especially for things like fashion and beauty. I feel like we absolutely need to touch it, and then only then we can connect. And it doesn't matter that online can be much more convenient and it will be shipped directly to you. We still need that experience, and I don't think that it's going away anytime soon.
No, and it's personal, you know. That's why they have personal shopper, right? Like they have a personal shopper in the store because you need to see if it looks good on you. And I think it's just a connection that we make, like for certain texture on the product, certain people love certain things on the texture. I think as a woman, we are more detail oriented when it comes to purchasing clothing or especially makeup. I feel like, yes, there could be so many technology that support buying makeup online, but me personally, I feel like I always have to go back to store and exchange because the color wasn't right with the picture and with my skin tone. Perfume is another level. You need to smell it.
Yes, 100%. I don't think that you can go, I mean, unless you're buying a repeat purchase, like exactly the same shade of something that you already purchased before, I don't think that it's a way to go. And the way to discover brands, like, you know, in order for you to discover a new brand, it's actually have to be done in person, especially for beauty. So tell me more about, we obviously collaborating for New York Fashion Week, so Mashiqa will be one of our sponsors. So tell me more about your thinking behind this collaboration. So obviously for you, it's a marketing thing and you are looking to reach wider audience. So why fashion shows?
Yeah, so go back to when we first started. Since my background was as a beauty influencer, I love creating content online and we did really well online. We reached millions of views. But I realized when you're building a brand, you need to have personal connection or in-person connection. So we were fortunate to got the opportunity to sponsor a fashion for cause. So it's a fashion show for a community of autism kids and in St. Pete here, St. Pete, Tampa. So I decided to, it was our first ever fashion show. So we sponsored the lashes for the models and I had such a great experience. I feel like that was changes Mashiqa Beauty forever when it comes to brand growth. It was our first fashion show. I have no idea what I was doing. I just put makeup on the model and they walk out and then I was like, okay, I guess that's it. But I learned public speaking. I learned networking. I have made so many great friendship and partnership from that event that we are still friends and still collaborating together today. That was about 3 years ago. But just for a young brand that's starting off, I highly recommend, if you're in beauty or fashion, a fashion show is definitely something you have to explore. But if it's in different industry, a networking event, going out and connecting people is also very important because I've seen a lot of CEO, they're just sitting behind a computer and doing all the back end stuff. But to have a real in-person connection, it goes such a long way. And with that experience, we were able to be invited to more and more and more event, more and more fashion show where we end up with Miss USA, sorry, and Miss Asian Global America. We did the fashion show with NFL player in St. Pete for NFL style. And also this year we are doing New York Fashion Week. So I'm super excited. And when Flying Solo reached out for this opportunity, it was just a full circle moment for me because we have been so busy with our new retailers. And when Flying Solo reached out, I was like, yes, definitely. Like, I am going with Flying Solo for New York Fashion Week. So thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to circle back and reconnect again.
Of course. Well, it's a full circle moment for us as well, like seeing how well you progress throughout such a short period of time and how much you achieved already and how much more it's coming. Like, we're so, so proud of you. So we'll be so happy to spend time with you this fashion week. So you are obviously in Macy's right now. You picked up a few more, much more retailers after that. So what's next for Mashiqa Beauty?
Yeah, so we did got into Macy's this year, which is a huge milestone for me and my team. We worked really hard and I'm so grateful for my team. I believe if I did not have them, we will definitely not be where we are today. So I'm grateful for my team for sticking through all the ups and downs with me, and we finally made it to Macy after getting rejection and rejections. But you know, it's part of the journey. I want to say that rejection is a redirection, and if it's not meant to be, it will not be. So I don't like to force things and let it flow into the direction it's supposed to be, which lead us to Macy now. And I'm so excited for this new journey. We actually currently available in Macy Marketplace, Salon Centric Marketplace, and Shein Beauty Marketplace as well. We also are expanding among medical spa and medical practices. As my background's in medicine, it's another full circle moment for me to go back and connect in the medical field, but in on the beauty side, which is very fun, the fun side of medicine. So we are expanding. We're currently at 20 locations nationwide for our medical practices. So we are onboarding more medical spas throughout the years.
So excited for you, Kate. It's been such an amazing journey, and I know there is so many more chapters ahead of you that will be super fun, and I'm looking forward to seeing Mashika Beauty everywhere. And every time we'll look at it, obviously we'll be so, so proud that you we saw the beginning of this journey. So thank you so much for joining today, and you did mention that you have a discount code for the listeners of this podcast so they can enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely. So for Flying Solo audiences, you guys can check us out, moshikabeauty.com, and for the discount code you can use Flying Solo 20 for 20% off on our website.
Amazing. Well, Kate, thank you so much. Lovely chatting with you today.
Thank you, Elizabeth.